There you go, Mr. Ronnie Size. And Mr. Coded Language himself, Saul Williams. This is the Goulash Man. Going to set it all up for you. We're going to roll with a bit of Daughter of the Octagon. If it all works like this. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Okay, kids, we appear to have a little problem, so we're going to go to this one just for a moment or six while I get it sorted out.
Of terrorism.
If your enemy is hungry, give him bread to eat. And if he is thirsty, give him water to drink. For you shall heap coals of fire upon his
head. Oh, we love old houses.
The Lord shall reward you.
God. $50 or more in the house of God. God's house.
Thank you.
It's an impressive sounding name, but really it's just a very long single-track dirt road. The farm is probably near one of the frontier towns that have sprung up to cater for the income. These towns look for all the world like the Wild West towns on the cowboy.
Turns out that there was a government landmine. But if you look a little bit further behind the headline, it turns executed if you fail to comply. So banks have issued these new loans. Now, they're giving these loans to these businesses who are the old chop, the old chop. The old chop chop. If you don't, literally, you might be executed if you fail to comply.
Zombie, come back soon. And we better cast up in the skies and then.
Company was asked to dig up the road outside, and airplanes flying into Heathrow were brought in low over the embassy. Thanks to these measures, intelligence was gained about the terrorists. The fourth day of the siege fell on a Saturday that was also a public holiday. Many people came to demonstrate outside the embassy for one cause or another. SAS assault teams, red and blue, have been on call throughout the siege.
Essential. and therefore only live hope for you. When first joining the SAS, most soldiers arrive with no prior experience of firing either a pistol or a submachine gun. Training starts with the basics. The first thing a soldier must learn is how to draw, hold, and fire his pistol quickly and accurately.
Especially air service, we call it a regiment. We use it is because it's incredibly reliable and it's really good at that short ranges from up to 1 meter to about 20 meters when you're firing with just on single shot. But a good thing about this is it's small, it's compact. We use it in this counter-terrorism role, you know, when you see all the guys with all the black suit. But also, certainly in my time doing close protection, we've used them as car weapons, where we put them in the footwell of the car, so we've got our pistols by hand, but if we needed that extra amount of rounds firing, we could pick up the MP5 and we can use it through the windows. And it's great, because it's got folding stock, so we can open it up really easy to load, and just put the magazine on, hit the working parts that go forward, and away you go. Single shots up to about 20 metres. If you're going on automatic, you can still get good bursts up to about 7 metres, and that's what we use when we go on.
Ammunition.
In fact, the SAS and other special forces were caught on camera.
Right, sure. Close it right down, mate.
Chopper that's coming in wants to land south.
The chopper that's coming in wants to land south. American Special Forces in desert fatigues are alongside their British colleagues in darker clothes. Here they're seen with a satellite phone, which they...
To change the formula is a humanitarian effort because the...
What?
Oh, because the Mexican police will no longer be able to use Coca-Cola... to interrogate their prisoners. One technique to get prisoners to start saying things is to shake up a Coca-Cola and put it up the prisoner's nose. So I was just thinking that possibly with lower carbonation this won't work as well.
Hello. Who's this?
How do you do?
Oh, hello there. All right, we had another one on the other line. Let's check him. And he's off already, too. They're doing their best. Let's see if we can do it here. Hello there.
Hello, Mr. Story?
Yes, sir.
This is Mel.
Mel, you want to talk to Terry Lee, or you want to just talk about boxing?
Well, I want to talk about my own experience. I was raised by good parents, and I was involved in sports as a child.
America to buy Merrill Lynch, knowing that Merrill Lynch owned billions of fraudulent paper on their books. So you need to bring interest rates higher, and you need to raise the cost of speculation. The other thing that's interesting on the world markets, obviously... a country like China, which is no stranger to social unrest, is seeing what's going on.
Is a Canadian FM radio station based out of the University of British Columbia's Student Union building in the University Endowment Lands, just west of the city limits of Vancouver, British Columbia. The station's name is traditionally spelled with a lowercase I. CITR is operated by UBC students and community volunteers under the ownership of the Alma Mater Society, UBC. The station's mandate is to provide programming that is alternative to the genres played on mainstream radio. Broadcasting at FM 101.9, its signal encompasses most of the Vancouver metropolitan area. Featured programmers include talents such as Narvoo, the Human Serviette, Steve H., Gavin Walker, the Jazz Show, Cliff Master Off of Generation Spot Page, DJ Ebony, DJ Avi Shack, Val Quinlan, Abu Grant, Rise Arifik, Scott T., Zena Sherman, Alex Shinney, Suicide Corpse, Breakfast with the Browns, and many others. In September 1937, CITR originated. The Alma Mater Society of the shows online, but also their radio shows directly to their computers. The radio station.
Okay, we're just getting warmed up. Playing with technology. Are you ready? Because now we're rolling. End of the world. Heroes. Little eclectic mixoids for your brain. I just can't get enough jungle. That's all there is to it. CITR. Late nights.
We'll be right back. a temporary distortion of the reality.
Yeah!
Just have to set this up. This is Venetian Snares out of Winnipeg for the CanCon thing. Wicked! Boot it up! Bring it on! In the house! Venetian is a rollback like Walmart, like Safeway, rollback, and they didn't kill anybody in Guantanamo.
Gee, aren't you ashamed of...
Trust me.
We've got to take action to get out of this downturn. And you can't cut your way out. You've got to invest your way out of this downturn. I know Britain has the strength to fight back against this international recession. And our plan for recovery is four pillars. Third, thanks to lower interest rates and the action we've taken on the economy, almost 500,000 jobs have been saved or protected. And fourth, as well as immediate action, we need to invest for the future. You cannot cut your way out of recession, you've got to grow your way out of it. That's why we've announced action to help homeowners, giving them breathing space if they lose income temporarily and fall behind on payments. We're investing in apprenticeships.
Yeah, the vaccines and war goods are good. Truth is out there. Google it. Obama lies. Too late.
are working together so that America, Britain and the rest of the world can come to common solutions that will help all our economies together.
Thank you. Why do I need one?
You know, it would let you travel.
A passport.
It would let you travel around Europe without a passport.
So what's the difference between a passport and ID card? Both cost the same. Cost too much money.
Yeah, I'd consider it. I'm talking to a person who hasn't got a passport either yet, so yeah, I think if it became compulsory, I'd get one. If it was from choice, I'm probably too lazy to bother, to be honest with you.
I wouldn't volunteer.
Why not?
Because I don't want any more bits of paper than I already have.
I think it would make a lot of things not to be going all right in the country because people may forget their ID card at home or for any reason. Driving license, I think, is enough for that. For proof of identity, that's what I think.
I suppose so. Haven't really thought about it, actually.
No objection.
No objection whatsoever.
Yeah. I don't see the point, really. You've got a passport or a driving license, it's the same. Because if you lose that card, it's got your information on it. So I don't really want to lose all that.
I think they're a good idea in some cases. Yeah, well, man, we'll mind one. Not looking to hide. I just think there's a lot of...
Ethiopian trance minstrel who knows a cut from a break, a bass line. That's what I'm doing for it's kind of like sound da-da, dee-da-dum, funk, you know. 3-2 now because I'll do the buzz one again. It's a rare groove mixed in a basement in Kent. It's a rare groove mixed in a basement in Kent. It's a rare groove mixed in a basement in Kent. I'm looking for the perfect cut. Vegan beat, it went off, it's coming back on. Vegan beat, hip-hop, soul, funk. It's a rare groove mixed in a basement in Kent by a 19-year-old Latvian trance minstrel who knows a cut from a break, a bass line. That's what I'm doing for it's kind of like sound da-da, dee-da-dum, funk, you know. 3-2 now because... 90s. Oh. Okay, we got to make a podcast transition. End of the world. Don't you just love that track? It can just go on forever. I just got an email from a kid in Poland. I can say he's a kid because he's 20 years old and he's a trancer. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. This is End of the World News with Goulash.